One of the realities that cannot be avoided and cannot be ignored, or is only ignored at your peril, is actually the science in all of this. And increasingly, in this debate, the science is disappearing. It is the only fact-based, evidence-based map that tells us where we are, where we're heading, and where we should be going. That map doesn't necessarily tell you the way that you need to get there, but it does tell you that you need to take action, and the sooner you take action, the better off you are. Most people know that. Most people accept that we need to take action on climate change. Most people accept that the reason we've lost four leaders of different political parties is because they have failed to take the necessary steps to act on climate change. Unfortunately, the coalition is trying to change the debate from one about the science and one about the imperatives that the science demands to one about something completely different, whether it's attacks or whether it's about denialism or something else. It reminds me, I don't know how many of you are parents, but it reminds me of when I had a three-year-old and trying to get my three-year-old into a car seat. I had a place to go. I had a destination that was important. My three-year-old didn't want to go. A defiant three-year-old is a scary sight. Loud, tough, determined, impossible to ignore. But the three-year-old is not aware of the issues that are involved in climate change. And getting that three-year-old in a car is really a matter about exercising power. And I think what we're facing today, unfortunately, is a debate not about the science and not about where we need to be, but an expression of power from a party that is filled with denialists and filled with skeptics. Unfortunately, we're going to have to win that debate before we actually begin the real journey that has to happen, which is a debate about what level of ambition, what level of carbon price, what level of compensation, and what kind of other measures, financial and otherwise, that need to be put in place in order to actually solve climate change.